OKX pushes stocks, gold, and commodities. On-chain as tokenized TradFi grows, OKX used its official X account on August 24, 2026, to promote a wider push into tokenized traditional assets, listing stocks, gold, indices, and commodities as products now available on-chain. The post framed the move around growth in tokenized TradFi, which the exchange said expanded more than fivefold at its peak. The announcement is the source basis here. OKX is reporting its own product direction rather than a third party confirming market data. The pitch is straightforward. Assets that used to live only inside brokerage accounts and settlement systems are being wrapped as blockchain tokens that trade around the clock. For OKX users, that means exposure to a gold price or an equity index can sit in the same wallet as stablecoin balances and native crypto, settling on the same rails. The backdrop behind the timing. The post lands during a strong week for crypto broadly. As of August 24, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $77,165, up 21.6% over 7 days, while Ether sits at $2,443, plus 28.6% on the week, and XRP has run 47.9% higher over the same stretch. The Fear and Greed Index reads 78, firmly in greed territory. Exchanges tend to roll out new product lines into rising markets when trading appetite and risk tolerance are both elevated. Tokenized real-world assets have been one of the more durable narratives of the past year, and the field is no longer limited to crypto-native firms. Traditional finance names have moved in. Franklin Templeton won SEC clearance to hold ETFs inside a tokenized fund, and Injective became the first Layer 1 to register as an SEC transfer agent, a step toward compliant on-chain securities. HSBC and Standard Chartered have tested tokenized deposits on Swift's shared ledger. OKX positioning stocks and commodities as tradable tokens fits that direction, with an exchange rather than a bank as the distribution point. The mechanics that matter, tokenized versions of stocks or gold, are not the underlying asset. They are claims, and the structure behind each product decides how much that claim is worth in practice. Some tokens are fully backed one-to-one by the real asset held in custody. Others are synthetic, tracking a price through derivatives or collateral rather than holding the thing itself. The difference shows up when you try to redeem when a market gaps or when the issuer faces stress. OKX has not, in this post, published the backing model, custodian or redemption terms for each asset class. Those details determine counterparty risk. A tokenized gold product is only as sound as the entity holding the metal, and the legal right holders have to claim it. This is the same lesson the FTX and Wirecard collapses drove home. An on-chain token can look liquid right up until the custodian behind it stops honoring withdrawals. The connection to spending for anyone who spends crypto, tokenized assets change what a card can draw from. Most crypto cards convert a wallet balance to fiat at the point of sale. If that balance can include tokenized gold or a tokenized index alongside stablecoins and majors, a user could, in theory, hold a more diversified pool of value and still tap it for everyday purchases without moving funds back to a bank first. That flexibility comes with a catch worth naming. Converting a tokenized, price-volatile asset at checkout means eating whatever spread the conversion carries, on top of any network markup baked into the card. A tokenized commodity is not a stable unit of account, so spending directly from it is closer to selling an asset than swiping a debit balance. For predictable day-to-day spending, stablecoin-backed cards remain the cleaner path, with tokenized assets sitting as a holding rather than a spending source.